Okay, and we are going. Hello, anyone who has stumbled upon this yet again. Welcome back to the Death Door Prodscast. Today, comic books. I'm, of course, the Dead Man. It's fitting, kind of. And joining me today is Bobby-Wan. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Outstanding. Normally, we'd have another person with us, but their computer crashed. So, he will be back. He will be joining us in 2 weeks. But you might see him around the site, because today marked the start of the Review 52, which will be our feature in which we review all 51 other issues of the DC New 52, because I did not review the first one. This is penance for that. I hope you're prepared to suffer, Bobby.
Shame. Shame.
Okay, so just get right into it. Bobby, what have you been reading?
Mostly samplers that I got at Fan Expo.
Oh, cool. Like what?
Let's see. There's this one from this company. It's not one of the main ones. I don't remember the name of it, but it's symbolized by BP. What is it? Benaroya Publishing.
Never even heard of them.
With a bunch of little ones. The only one in it that was really interesting was called Blood Merchant. The basic premise of it is it follows a guy who's kind of like a drug dealer, only a blood dealer for vampires.
Huh.
So that was kind of interesting.
Great. Vampires.
Yeah. They've got a bit of a bad rap from stupid Twilight, but they're making a bit of a comeback for being proper. I'm just kind of looking through.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, just like, vampires kind of done to death at this point. They're like the new zombies.
Yeah. There was Green Lantern Secret Origin. I have issue one of that, which was kind of disappointing. There's no Green Lanterning in it at all. It's just like his childhood.
Oh, wow. So, talking Hal Jordan at this point?
Yeah, Hal Jordan.
Okay. I just wasn't sure, because there have been quite a few Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
For all I know, you could have been talking about Kyle Rayner, or Guy Gardner, for some reason. I don't know.
Keep in mind that up until a couple weeks ago, I didn't really read many DC comics. I've always been more into the Marvel Universe. Speaking of which, Spawn Endgame.
Spawn isn't Marvel, that's Image.
No, you're right, that's Image. Why did I think Marvel? Anyways, brain fart, but okay, so yeah, Spawn Endgame is kind of their way of rebooting the series. Basically, they got the original writer on it, and don't ever expect me to remember names. I'm terrible with those.
Todd McFarlane?
Maybe. It's just out of reach. Otherwise, dude, I would look.
Dude, what created Spawn, I'm pretty sure it was Todd McFarlane.
Anyway, so...
Yeah, comics. How is it?
Yeah... it's good. Yeah, Todd McFarlane. You're right. So basically, it starts with Al Simmons dying.
Of course.
And then...
As Al Simmons is one to do.
Yeah, he rips his own head off. I kid you not, he rips his own head off.
Oh, Christ.
Just sits there, kind of steadies himself for it, and then...
So he sub-zeroed himself.
Yes, and then from there, pretty much the story for at least Volume 1 is just following the new guy, the guy who's about to become the next Spawn and has no idea it's happening.
Cool. Actually, that sounds pretty cool. I never really got into Spawn. It was kind of before I got into comics. You know, the only thing I really have done with Spawn has been the animated movies and that live-action one.
Oh, the live action. That was horrible.
It was horrible, but I loved it. I have an odd love and respect for really shitty movies.
Oh, I know. I love watching crappy movies, too. It's just, I won't stop from calling them horrible. For example, I've always been a fan of the Japanese Godzilla movies. The cornier, the better, really.
Yeah, it's so good with that puppet.
And they're still, even now, using the rubber suit.
Of course
and it still
they
looks
are.
Better than the American CGI piece of crap.
Of course, because that one, because right. You know, all these ones don't have Matthew Broderick.
tangent. yeah, I only really grabbed it because it's on the $1 rack and it looked interesting, but I think it's a good spot to start off the series.
Cool. So, anything else?
This is kind of old news, but of course I'm trying to keep up mostly with Fables.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of dropped out of that. I kind of dropped off that for a while. Like, there have been a lot of like big events going on in comics, and I've been trying to keep up with all those. Like, I've been reading Fear Itself, Spider Island, the New 52. I've been trying to catch up with old, like, back copies of Batman and Detective Comics.
Also, The Walking Dead, of course.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
People watch the show, and they're like, it's so amazing. I'm like, I'm going to read the comic. I read the comic, and I'm like, well, the show's good, but in comparison to the comic... this is crap.
Yeah, like, they needed to kill Shane a lot sooner than they are going to.
Oh, I know. They're dragging that out, and they're not letting Carl be awesome at all.
Yeah,
Carl,
like...
Carl is so awesome in the comic, and yeah, a little bit twisted.
Yeah, he is just fucking badass. Like, he fucking murders a kid.
I know.
He just goes inside, snaps, like, fucking stabs him or cuts him or something.
He shoots him.
Shoots him.
He just goes in the back of the van.
Bang, bang.
He's like, are you afraid of me? No. Bam!
Yeah, and then, like, when he gets actually into the town, and then, like, that kid comes along and is like, your daddy murdered my daddy. Yeah, so? I killed people. And then the kid just walks off crying, and Carl just stares at him. But I'm just wondering, like, this is kind of spoilers, but with, like, his recent head wound that he should not have survived at all, and his memory loss, how far back did that take him? Like, did it take him back to...
up to date with The Walking Dead right now, so I'm not exactly sure about what you're talking about here.
Okay, well, have you read No Way Out?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, No Way Out, is this, have they gotten to the town yet?
No. I've got them in the church at the moment.
Oh, okay, so...
with the cannibals.
Okay, so, do you want spoilers or not?
Go ahead. It'll still be good.
Okay, so what happened was they left the church and then they got to this town, which had been like sectioned off from the outside world, like had the wall built up, and then so they go inside and they find like a whole thriving community with like the kids running around playing and everything's all happy and smiley and the zombies are being kept at bay mostly.
As opposed to the batshit crazy town.
Yes, this one is like a relatively normal town. You know, it's got. It's got the kids playing in the streets, it got the white picket fences, it's got spousal abuse. You know.
Right.
You know, like towns.
Some normal stuff.
Yeah. And so like these guys come along and then Rick becomes sheriff there and then shit immediately goes sideways with like zombies breaking in, then insane bikers and Andrew just picking them off one by one. That was just an amazing scene. Just like some guys they come up to the town and they're just like camped outside and they're saying like, open the gate or we kill you. Like, open the gate or my sniper kills you. And then you just see, like, a little red dot on his chest, and all on Rick's chest, and you hear, boom! Looks like my sniper got your sniper.
Nice.
Well, yeah, so then it advances on from there. Rick starts seeing another woman after he kills her husband or arrests him or something. And then, what happens is, zombies, they break into the town and start flooding the town, and so then Rick has to try to, and then Rick and the other members of his posse have to try to, like, save everyone. And what happens is, like, they do that trick where they cover themselves in the zombie guts to try to go through the crowd again.
Right.
And so he brings his girlfriend and her kid, and then the kid starts freaking out, and the zombies, like, key in, like, oh, wait a minute, those aren't us, and then they start eating her, Rick's girlfriend, I think her name is Jessie, like, grabs onto Carl and won't let him go, and Carl's about to get killed. So then Rick just hacks off his girlfriend's arm with his hatchet. Oh. And then Carl gets shot through the head. Yeah, like, he gets shot, like, right through his eye. There's just a big... just, like, from his, like, right eye out is just nothing. And he somehow lives through it. So yeah, so then recently he just woke up and he does not remember anything. Like, he does not remember that his mom died. He does not remember that his mom was ever pregnant and they had a baby sister. And we're not really sure how far back that memory loss goes. Like, we don't even know if he knows there are zombies anymore.
So that's going to be tough to deal with.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of waiting for Rick to snap and turn to, like, the governor or the general or whatever that guy's name was. That's going to be awesome.
What, snap and go back?
No, like, remember the general, like, the guy who ran that town who, like, took and like tortured Michonne or whatever her name is.
Yeah, yeah, the governor. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for like Rick to have that moment where he just, because he's just like been talking to his wife, his dead wife on a telephone. Like he's been talking to his dead wife on a telephone that isn't hooked up to anything. And so I'm just waiting for him. So he's already kind of on the edge. So I'm just waiting for him to just snap and start doing shit like the governor.
I don't think he'll ever do shit like the governor, but he can be pretty twisted.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he hacked off his girlfriend's arm with a hatchet.
He also tore a man apart with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah. other than that, I finished Scott Pilgrim quite a while ago, but I haven't talked about it.
What do you think of it? Like, have you seen the movie?
I've seen the movie. I'm not sure. Should I save my rant for Friday?
No, well, you're talking about the... I'm just asking, like, what... Like, compared to the comics, which one do you think was better?
Definitely the comics. By a landslide. I actually thought the movie, they did a very good job of condensing the story, since obviously they weren't going to be able to get 6 movies. I mean, the story takes over a year in the comics, and they have it take a few days in the movie, and they actually do it pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like plus, like when they started shooting this, the final volume hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, so, well, that makes sense with all the discrepancies with the final battle and everything.
Hmm.
But the one thing that annoyed me is everyone in the movie is cast really well, except for Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, I had some...
Look at everybody. There's a character who's in like 5 frames of the comic. Less than 10 minutes of the movie, he's perfect. Scott Pilgrim is shit.
Eh, kind of like I've kind of had a problem with Michael Cera, but you know, he played a decent Scott Pilgrim. He didn't play like
he just didn't play him perfectly. And he would be a good Scott Pilgrim if everyone else was cast at a mediocre level.
Mm-hmm.
But to have your main character cast at a mediocre level when everyone else is cast perfectly is annoying as shit.
Mm, yeah. So who would you have had in there from Michael Cera?
See, that's the tough choice. I can't... One, my knowledge of actors is not very good.
Mm.
So I can't just pick out somebody. Maybe even a face we haven't seen yet. But I can tell you one thing. It would not be Michael Cera. If I was looking at a list of people who had auditioned... My choice probably wouldn't have been Michael Cera.
Yeah, well, he played good for what he did. So, well, yeah, back.
He played it well.
Well, back to comics now.
Yeah.
Okay, so that it for stuff you read?
I think so.
Okay. So, me, like I said, I read Justice League issue 1. It was really good.
Oh, I've read an excerpt from that. I kind of like how they've gone back to the nobody knows superheroes anymore.
Yeah, like everyone knows superheroes are there, but they're like but everyone's kind of taking the J. Jonah Jameson approach of just saying they're menaces. Just take them down.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in the Batman issues, like somebody makes a Bat Slayer. Well, yeah. So, Justice League issue 1. Everything has gone back to like if I had reviewed it, I would have given it like I think 4.5 out of 5. Yeah, like the only thing
Pretty
I had
issue.
Burn.
Pretty good score.
Yeah, like the only thing I had issue with. Green Lantern. I know this is just like really petty, but Green Lantern kept referring to himself in the third person, and it was just really annoying. I just hate it when people refer to themselves in the third person. It just. I've referred to myself in the third person a couple times, and I hate it when I do it too. But it's just, But yeah, it was really good because like it's funny when the issue starts out with Batman chasing down some guy, and then he shoots like rockets out of his fingers.
Yeah, I've read that bit.
Yeah, and then like the Green Lantern shows up, and like as soon as he comes down, just looks and sees Batman, it's like, you're real. And there's this, and then like they start chasing after this thing, and then like Green Lantern starts trying to figure out Batman's powers. Like, so what can you do? Can you fly? Super strength? Super speed? And Batman says nothing. It's like, wait a minute, you're not just a guy in a bat suit, are you? It's like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? And then Batman steals his power ring.
Oh.
Yeah, just like.
Batman with powers.
No, he didn't actually take, he didn't actually, like, put on the power ring, just, like, Green Lantern was just talking, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, are you fucking crazy? And then he just, like, and then Batman picks up his hand, he's like, so how does your power ring work? And then Green Lantern looked down, he's like, wait, how the fuck do you do that? And then Batman's just like, well, don't see any buttons on it, it must work with your concentration. You weren't concentrating. It was just so good, just like that one moment where he Batmans the shit out of Green Lantern, I fucking love it. Oh, and Superman is in this issue for a second. One panel. It's one page. He is in there. And he says, yes, like, this is kind of spoilers, but end of the issue.
I don't care.
Yeah, end of the issue. Care. Yeah, so anyone listening, spoilers if you haven't read it yet, but why the fuck haven't you read it? So Batman and Green Lantern, they go to Metropolis to meet Superman. Green Lantern locks Batman in a cage because he figures that Batman is a danger to himself because he's just a human going against people with superpowers. And then Green Lantern gets punched through a wall. And then, so then Batman turns to the side and you see Superman standing there in his Kryptonian-looking armor, staring at Batman and saying, so, what can you do? And that is probably... Pardon?
I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of jokes about Batman not having any powers.
Yeah, there probably will be, but that is my one good, like, that is the one good thing that I love about the New 52. They completely changed Superman. Like in the regular, like, post-crisis stuff, he was like Boy Scout, like the virtue child. Like, the thing I hated about him was like holier than thou attitude. Like I remember a couple of times where like they were just murdering everyone, and Superman would just go up to him and just start talking to them all peacefully and shit. And I fucking hated that. He should have kicked the living fuck out of them. And this and like Action Comics issue 1 came out this week too. I'll have a review up for that later tonight. And he does that. Like, what happens is he, like, descends from the sky, and it's like, huh, bad guys with guns. This is gonna be fun. And then just brutalizes everyone, like, bends their guns around, and you see, it's like when the cops come, there's, like, guys pile up and guys through walls, and then Superman's holding a guy by his ankle to the side of a building.
Oh, God, this just... Sorry, off topic, I didn't even mention my favorite scene from the recent Fables comics. Because it was amazing. Sorry to go off topic here, and it might be spoilerific for you. I don't know if you've seen the part, read the Great Fables crossover.
Yeah, I read. I've been through there.
Okay.
I just dropped off like I think 5 issues ago.
Okay. So definitely the big firefight with the genres and Bigby Wolf as a little girl.
Yes, I've seen all that.
Tearing them to shreds.
I've seen all that stuff. That'd
be the greatest bit in that. Sorry to get off topic. It's just made me think of it.
Hey, it's comics. It's on topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else? Oh, Spider Island. That has been going on for a little while. Have you heard anything about it?
Spider Island?
Yes, it's Marvel bit. Spider-Man story.
Is that the one where everyone starts getting Spider-Man powers?
Yes, the entire island, everyone on the island of Manhattan gets spider powers.
I read the prequel to it.
Oh, it is so good. But the fucking Jackal is back. Fucking Jackal. God, I fucking hate that guy. He's a bad Grinch ripoff. Do you know who the Jackal is?
No, he's a villain I haven't heard of, and Spider-Man, someone I've at least tried to follow somewhat throughout the years. I have fallen off the comic book wagon for a while, but I've at least somewhat kept track of Spider-Man, and I've never heard of the Jackal. So
okay, have you heard of the Clone Saga?
Yeah.
He's the guy who makes all the clones.
Right.
And he calls himself the Jackal, but he is green and covered in hair.
So he's the Grinch.
Essentially, yeah. He also, like, I think in the old comics he wore, like, yellow tighty-whities.
Disturbing.
So he's the guy behind all this, and there's also, like, one bit with some other woman who just... Some other woman, like, we don't know, she's some mysterious other force who's, like, manipulating the Jackal to give everyone spider powers. And it just gets so good. Like Venom's, like it's getting a crossover with Venom now because there's the new Venom. Flash Thompson's Venom, and like I think like the second issue in, Spider-Man gets the living hell beaten out of him by all of his friends and all of his teammates.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, because like what happened was dozens of people who got spider powers, they all like were given Spider-Man costumes. So they all just start going like batshit crazy in the middle of Manhattan. So the Spider-Man jumps in to help, and then everyone thinks he's just one of the other spider people and just beats the fucking shit out of them. It's really good. And actually, one thing I'm going to talk about that I don't talk about a lot is the art. Like, a little while ago, they kind of revamped the whole Spider-Man thing with Big Time. And the Big Time, the art style, I really love the Big Time art style, and they seem to have brought it back. And I could not be happier with that. I love the Big Time art style.
Yeah, if it's the same art style they used in the issue just before Spider-Island starts, probably the same series, but...
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's good artwork. It does look nice.
Yeah, and I've been reading some of their one-offs from the thing, and what I realized is I hate Spider-Girl.
Yeah, because her powers aren't even that spidery.
No, her powers are spidery because she has like the spider sense to climb walls and webs. But what I hate is her origin story. Because like at some point in the history of Spider-Man, they introduced the Spider Clan. A mystical sect of spider worshippers who get their powers through mystical spider energies.
Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, like in the Spider Girl issue, what happened was she was all of a sudden attacked by the Society of Wasps. Because that's a thing, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, she's like saying, oh, I got this mystical tattoo on my back that gave me spider powers, and now the Society of Wasps, who hates the Spider Clan, is attacking us, and then the Hobgoblin shows up, and I fucking love the Hobgoblin now. Hobgoblin.
He's like kind of like the Green Goblin, but a little bit less corny.
Yeah, but this is the new Hobgoblin. What happened was during Big Time, this guy Phil Urich, he's nephew of Ben Urich, who's big reporter guy. And so what was happening was a while ago, before I started reading comics, he was exposed to the Goblin formula, which gave him like Goblin powers. But he decided to become a Green Goblin, but a good Green Goblin. So he's a Green Goblin superhero.
Huh.
Yes, then he stopped using the powers and started up this other team who were chasing down the Runaways. And then they started doing their own thing, and it got all weird and out of hand and shit. And then he kind of had a psychological break, and he just went fucking crazy. And so what happened was he found one of like Norman Osborn's old weapon stashes. And then the Hobgoblin, like the original Hobgoblin, he came down there to do his thing. But then Phil killed him and took over his position as Hobgoblin.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
I like Phil.
That one note. Who in the Marvel Universe hasn't tried to hunt down the Runaways yet?
The X-Men?
Well, one of them did with the Avengers.
Yeah, but that was when he was part of the Avengers.
Yeah. He got his ass kicked.
Yeah. Oh, here.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. It's like 198 mutants left in the world. She's got to be one of them. Oh, that was good. I cannot wait for the Runaways to come back.
Yeah, I just read. I forget which number it was, but it's the only one that was written by Joss Whedon, which means awesome.
Yeah, Joss Whedon.
Although it's very much in his style to add in a bunch of secondary characters that we've never met, make us like them, and then kill them all.
Yeah.
I bet you he was giggling while he did it, too.
He's like, oh, this is going to be so good. Dink, dead. Okay, what else have I been reading? God, it's been so much. Oh, a while ago I read this issue. It was issue zero of a new series called War Goddess. I hated it. Like in comics they have those like generic, those kind of like generic really hot chicks, but they're always in real masculine roles and shit.
Yeah.
And I always had that, but then like it turns out the chicks actually, but then like, and there's always like that undertone of kind of lesbianism, but it turns out they're actually straight or something. Like in this one, it is just straight up. There's a hot engineer chick and a hot government agent chick. Just immediately, like, third page, lesbian makeup. And it is just so fucking stupid, and, like, the entire thing, like, focuses around Pandora, who's immortal now and trying to hunt down all the shit she let out of the box, and then there's, like, this other chick called Arachne, who's, like, her assistant or something. And it's, like, Like, the start of the issue, it starts out, like, killing these characters, it starts out, like, killing Arachne, and Pandora has, like, this real emotional reaction, like, man, like, Arachne, no, it's like, oh, everyone of your friends is dying around you, and you can't do anything about it. And I'm just like, okay, why should I care?
That doesn't sound like something I would enjoy.
Yeah, and, like, every single female has that, every single character has that same build, like, that same, like real skinny, real muscular, big boobs, and they all have like that exact same body type except for like varying heights. And it is like it is just screaming with like femininity and like women's rights, yay! Because in this issue, because in the first issue, there were two men in it. They died. The rest of it, women.
Yay, no men!
Yeah, and they were scientists too, so I'm a scientist, kind of, studying to be a scientist, so I kind of felt bad for them. And they were just like, it's like, how many people died? Well, some scientists.
But, you know, that happens every other day. It's comics.
Yeah, but just, it's just kind of got me, and I like scientists.
Honestly, though, any comic book universe, scientist has to be one of the worst career choices, because you know you're going to die early.
Yes, you're either going to be become a supervillain and get killed by a hero or yourself, or you're like you're going to be a supervillain, create a supervillain, or die a horrible death from any combination of the first two, or you will end the world. That seems to be the options, like
pretty much
like become a villain and die, create a villain and die, or end the world.
Just or fun. Almost end the world and die stopping it.
Yeah. Fucking scientists. Okay, so I think that's about all I've read for the past little while that I want to talk about. Okay, news. Alright, so, comic news. Pull up the comic bit on the site. Okay, so DC has been putting out some stuff on their Source blog about the New 52, and the thing they released recently is the New 52 version of the Flash will not be married. Yes, like in the Flash universe, him and Iris West have been married for 45 years in real time. They've been married since 1966.
Yeah, actually, I knew about that.
They're just
changing his marital status.
Yes, and so he will instead be involved with, I think her name is Patty Spivot, who the only Flash bit I've read has been, like, the most recent series leading to Flashpoint. And so I know her as a forensic person who is, like, friends with Barry before, before he was the Flash. And then she has to leave the city because she found it too dangerous. And she came back for a little while. And then during Flashpoint, she became Hot Pursuit, which was an alternate history version of Barry Allen with a Speed Force motorcycle. And there is no, and they have not said whether or not she will keep the Speed Force motorcycle persona because, well, I guess they want to show some restraint. And while I'm on the subject, comic book publishers, anybody who might hear this out of like the corner of their ear by some kid who's like walking down the street who's retarded or something, stop fucking spoiling everything. Like on the lead up to the New 52, they released saying like, oh, like Lois and Clark will no longer be together. Lois will be someone with else. His name is this. Here's a picture of him. And then like when they did it with the Ultimate stuff, like, before we actually got to see who fucking the new Ultimate Spider-Man was, they said, oh yeah, here he is, this is his backstory, he's gonna be portrayed by these people, da da da. We learned that the death of Spider-Man was a literal death instead of just character death instead of a persona death. I'm just thinking, God fucking damn it, let us read it to find this shit out. Like, movie people, video game people, they don't tell you jack shit, and the experience is better for it.
Well, I don't know. I found a lot of movie trailers kind of tell you too much.
Yeah, some movie trailers tell you too much, but like the ones that actually had like mystery built into it, like the thing with Cloverfield. We were not told jack shit about that movie.
And you know what? The movie didn't tell us jack shit either.
Exactly, but it was a decent movie because we didn't know everything.
Yeah.
Like if J.J. Abrams had just like sat down at a panel, it's like, what's the monster? Oh, is this? What's the movie about? Oh,
it's
this.
Just a monster. We're not really going to tell you what it is. District 9 was really well done, but this.
Yeah, District 9 was well done. That was like misdirecting. Like you weren't sure where that movie was going to go.
This should wait for Friday because.
Yeah, this wait for Friday, but like right now, just fucking take a note from like video game publishers or fucking movie press, and don't tell any of the readers jack shit. Who cares if they fucking bitch?
Yeah, I want spoilers.
It's like motherfucker, wait till the fucking comic comes out, goddammit.
You're not gonna buy it anyways.
Yeah, you're gonna do what I do, which is get comics legally from a registered comic vendor. Yes. Legal.
Okay. Say they're probably just going to read them in the store, because that's what Uber geeks do. They stay in the store all day, or they go in and out of the store on various days, pick up the same issue over and over again, and read it bit by bit.
Because fucking people. But one good thing that DC has been doing is they haven't, like, a lot of the characters, they haven't told us anything about what's going to be happening to them. Like, we don't know what's going to be happening with Power Girl, a few other characters. Like one thing I'm kind of wondering is, like, at the end of Flashpoint 5, Barry Allen, like, the Flash, he goes into this new universe, and he, like, remembers everything that happened. But, like, the Justice League thing is taking all place before when Barry comes back to Flashpoint. So is it gonna be, like, a Back to the Future thing where Barry, his consciousness from that universe just gets supplanted into his mind in that world, so then just at some point he doesn't remember anything about what happened and starts like saying, oh man, everything's different now. Or is it gonna be just like, it is an entirely new guy who you do not know anything about in this universe except for like some basic character traits? Cause that's something I'm gonna wonder about with him not being married anymore. Is it gonna be like he's just gonna not know Iris at all, or is it gonna be that he comes back and then he's in the relationship with Patty, but then like secretly is trying to get back with Iris? So yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe there'll be no explanation whatsoever.
comics. Okay, trying to look at this one story now. Comic Fine. I didn't actually report on this because been busy with school stuff, but there is a new DC comic book property that might be made into a TV show. There might be a TV show based on my namesake, Deadman. Because, yeah, I guess people are clamoring for a comic book about the Ghost. Okay,
it's
so
turning out well.
Okay, so yes, have the article. Deadline reported that the CW is looking to bring a new superhero franchise to the airwaves, with Smallville ending its successful 10-season run. A big hole has been left in the show. The show will be written and executive produced by Eric Kripke from Supernatural. See, that could be good, but the thing is, I hate the comic book Deadman. Because his power is, he's a ghost.
Well, that's really freaking vague. So is Casper.
Yeah,
he's not a freaking superhero.
Yeah, and also another stupid thing. His tights came over with him. So he's a ghost wearing tights.
Are they ghost tights?
Yes, they are ectoplasmic tights. And like no one in the world can see him or interact with him. The only way he can interact with someone is if he possesses them.
So he's Church from Red vs. Blue.
Kind of, yeah. Like early Church from Red vs. Blue. He's kind of that. But it's just... That's... Keep your dead man, I'll stay with my Danny Phantom. Because I like Danny Phantom. Okay. So, I think that's about it for news, maybe? We probably missed out on a whole bunch of shit, but, you know, what do you expect?
Probably. I have the complete release schedule of the new 52 here.
Yes, and I just sent you...
52.
And I just sent you...
way too freaking many.
Yep, and I just sent to you over the chat a list of all the new releases for this week and next week, so pull that up, and let's talk about some new releases from this week that we have not read yet and are looking forward to, and some stuff from next week that we are actually kind of intrigued about. So, while you're pulling that up,
well, first, let's see what I want to read from the new 52.
Okay, yes.
I have that list right in front of me.
Okay, yes, so what we're going to be doing with that, like I said, I posted a thing with my Detective Comics issue 1 review that is up now. What we'll be doing is, over the next month with the new 52, we're going to be reviewing every issue. And what we're going to be doing is, before the issues actually come out, we, the three of us, the third one not being here, are going to be picking ones from the new 52 to review. This week, you can expect reviews from me on Detective Comics, obviously, Action Comics, Batgirl, Animal Man, and The Swamp Thing. So, you can look forward to those four reviews from me. So, Bovi, what four are you going to be doing this week?
Let's see. I'm thinking Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Batwing.
Okay.
Seems like a bad choice, but I'll go with it.
Mm-hmm. I think he might be like one of the guys from like the fucking Batman Incorporated thing.
What else is there? I saw it too.
There's Hawk and Dove, Men of War.
Let's see. I was thinking Men of War.
Okay. And then we also got Static Shock and Storm Watch. Oh, and Justice League International.
Oh, what the hell. I know it's going to be corny, but let's go with Static Shock.
Okay, Static Shock. Okay, so expect those...
It's corny as
okay, so expect those reviews over the next week from Mr. Bobby Wong. And then from our good friend, whose name I cannot pronounce because it is in French, you can expect reviews from him for Justice League International, OMAC, Stormwatch, and Hawk and Dove. So yeah. Stay tuned for those. So, just looking at the release schedule for this week that I just sent you, which do you think, like, any of the comics on this list that you are kind of looking, that you kind of want to look into, that you think might be interesting?
Azure Press, Ninjas versus Zombies. This looks interesting.
yes, that does sound interesting, actually.
Although, I'm kind of getting annoyed. Pet peeve of mine.
Mm-hmm.
The plural of ninja is ninja. Japanese do not often pluralize with an S, just like samurai, samurai.
Yes. Oh man, I got the sweet issue about these samurais.
You don't use an S. I understand it if you're in everyday conversation, but if you're going to publish something, you should know that it's ninja, not ninjas.
Okay. What else you got?
I'm still looking through. Ooh, Danger Girl.
Danger Girl versus Army of Darkness?
Well, Army of Darkness sounds interesting.
Yes, so I have actually been reading that series up to date, and I cannot wait to get my hands on that issue, because it is really good. Yeah, like, Danger Girl is this kind of, like, throwback to the Bond days, where they said just like a Charlie's Angels team working for some old ass British dude named Dutch with an awesome mustache and ponytail. Yeah, so one of the girls, she's an archaeologist. She finds a Necronomicon and gets some pages from it. But somebody read from the Necronomicon and summoned the Deadites because Army of Darkness. So then, so then she looks at the page and then like the blood ink on it forms Ash's face. So it's up to Danger Girl to track down Ash and help, and get him to help them stop the rising of the Army of Darkness. Because that's his thing. You know, 9 to 5 he works to check out at S-Mart. Shop smart, shop at smart. And then he grabs a shotgun, puts on his chainsaw, and goes fucking nuts and kills everyone.
Cool. Looks like there's some also some Spider Island one-shots.
Yeah, it's just the one-shots.
New Avengers.
New Avengers. Oh, God. New Avengers.
I'm not reading Halo comics. I'm not reading Halo comics. I read one Halo book, The Fall of Reach. Was enough.
I played the video games. I'm good.
Yeah, the one book was more than enough. I tried to read The Flood, but it's like, he slammed a fresh clip into his gun's receiver. Two sentences later, he slammed a fresh clip into his gun's receiver. Two sentences later, he slid a fresh clip into his gun's receiver. Oh, I see what you did there. You said slid instead of slammed. Oh, that's good. I'm stopping after chapter one.
I stop after the first word. It's like, the. All right, I'm good.
Fuck it.
Okay. So, for me, from this list, let's see here. I'm looking through. Critter. I read the first issue of Critter. It's this new series from Big Dog Inc. And it is kind of interesting. It's just like a girl following her mom's footsteps of being a cat-based hero called Critter. And it's kind of stupid, but nah, it was okay. Alright, so, from Boom Studios, Irredeemable 29. I fucking love Irredeemable. Have you read anything of it?
No.
Alright, so the basic plot of Irredeemable is what would happen if Superman went crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, it has this character called a Plutonian who one day just goes fucking nuts, murders billions of people, destroys half the planet. And then it is up to his former teammates to stop him, and it is just really good. Yeah, there's also this one character who's basically like Lex Luthor, and instead of regarding him with just like the hatred and like the constant just like wanting to destroy him, he literally loves this guy. he is in love with him. He wants to have his babies. And it is just so...
Is that possible? I mean, he is Kryptonian. There could be different rules there.
Well, he's not actually Kryptonian, because he doesn't actually say where he's from or how he got his powers. His origin story, it was kind of similar. He raised in a small farming community with, his mom and his pa. But instead of them being just, all supportive, it was son, come here, look at this tractor for me. They were living in, uncontrollable fear of him. Like, the issue, I think it was, them just, cowering in the corner. One of them was like, please don't hurt me. And it was really, really good. Okay, so, what else do we have?
I noticed there's actually not much interesting coming from Dark Horse this week.
I'm disappointed. Yeah, not much. Okay, so... Warlords of Mars, Deja Thoris, issue 6. So... Warlords of Mars, it is based off of this old series of books called John Carter of Mars, which they are doing the Disney movie on. And it's actually pretty decent. Yeah, what it is, this cowboy named John Carter. He's in a cave in the Old West, but then, dies, then goes to Mars. And then there, because the gravity is different there, he gets, superhuman strength and agility.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Yes, and then he gets integrated into the society of four-armed green people, who their entire society is based around, if you beat someone in combat, you take their name and all their shit. And yeah, it's kind of cool, and, Deja Thoris is a character, there are two different races, there's the main, green dudes with four arms, and then there are the red-skinned humans. Because, you know,
Indians.
No, they aren't Indians. No, they aren't Indians. They are just people with red skin.
I'm sorry. There has to be the odd bad.
Not really,
joke.
Not really. They have not really because their culture is more kind of Arabian based. They have Like, they have, like, those sand, like, sandstone buildings, and they have, like, all the weird jangles and all that shit that the Arabian people have. And, like, Deja, she walks around in basically just a bikini and nipple tassels. I am not kidding.
Fan service.
Well, yeah, it's actually a pretty decent series. Like, it's a little bit overwritten, but yeah, it's got some decent action in it. Boobs. And Deja Thoris is like a prequel to the actual events of the regular Warlord of Mars series. Okay, also from Dynamite, The Boys, issue 58. Fucking A. Love The Boys. The Boys are essentially just like superhero cops. Like the, when superheroes in this world, they let the power go to their heads and they think they can do anything. And so then the CIA, they set up like the secret branch called The Boys and give them superpowers and then let them and then give them the job of policing the superheroes.
Uh-huh.
And it is really good. It is really fucked up. Like, one issue, a guy who, like, one of the characters who looks a lot like, who's like modeled after Simon Pegg from Shaun of the Dead, he punches a dude in half.
Awesome.
He, like, punches the dude in half, there's, like, the blood splatter everywhere, there's, like, his organs going out, the guy just, like, sitting there, like, oh, trying to pull himself back together, he's like, oh, dude, what the fuck did you do? It's like, and then, like, the other guys on his team are just like, oh, fuck, and then his commander's like, I like your gusto, kid, but we don't kill him yet. Yeah, and, like, they're all, like, different nationalities, like, there's one guy who's American, but he needs to, like, drink his mother's breast milk every now and again, or else he'll shrivel up and die. There's a Scottish guy whose girlfriend got murdered because like, a superhero threw a supervillain into her. There's a Frenchman who's one of the muscle of the group who just fucks shit up. There's the female of the species who was like experimented on and then got superpowers and she rips people's faces off. Then there's another guy, like the main guy, Billy Butcher. His like wife or something was raped and murdered and eaten by their version of Superman.
That's a little overboard.
It is really good, dude.
I'm sure.
Okay, let's see what else we got, y'all.
Well, Kato. There's Kato.
Yeah, Kato. I kind of fell off reading the Green Hornet stuff.
Well, that's the thing, you know. Green Hornet pisses me off because all he does is, you know, Kato do this, Kato do this. I'm a superhero. Ha ha ha. Whereas Kato kicks ass.
No, he doesn't say he's a superhero. He says he's a mob boss. Yeah, he's like the first anti-hero. He pretends to be a mob boss so that so that he can infiltrate the other mobs and take over the city and keep them out. And he does have a gun. You know, he does. You know, like he does actually carry his weight. Like I read some of the early issues of this new series, Kevin Smith's The Green Hornet, and he does kind of hold his own.
I just remember in the past, Kato did a lot of the work.
Yeah, that's kind of the joke. That is kind of the joke, but like the Green Hornet this time around, he actually does fight a lot. And he's actually competent. Yeah, and like the Kato is actually the Kato in this series is actually the original Kato's daughter.
Uh-huh.
So there's the obvious sexual tension between the new Green Hornet, who is the old Green Hornet's kid, and the new Kato, who is the old Kato's kid. Because, yeah, that's kind of creepy.
A little bit.
It's like, oh, I'm reading this awesome slash fic between the Green Hornet and Kato. Wait, what? Okay. Zombies versus robots. That sounds awesome.
That sounds good.
It's a four-issue miniseries. I'll probably read it at some point and talk to you guys about it when we actually have the full cast to make this more interesting. And I'll probably send you this list of stuff beforehand so we actually can go through this stuff and pick out stuff to talk about. I thought just us going, this.
Yeah. I'll be more prepared in the future.
Okay. From Image, Hack and Slash issue 7. Have you read any Hack and Slash? Hack Slash, I mean?
I hate to say no.
Oh, motherfucker. It is...
I know, I suck at comics.
Yes, get better. Okay, so Hack Slash issue 7, it is just like the entire idea behind Hack Slash is like all those like B movies, like all those B slasher flicks from the 80s. All those all the slashers in the movies are like, you know, like the guy, you know, like the kid who like serial killer gets his soul put into a doll. the chick, like the really hot chick who uses like acid to burn people so she can be prettier than everyone else. They're all real people, and they're all like people who came back from the dead. So it's up to this goth chick with a baseball bat and a gun, and her big mentally and her big like physically deformed friend who has to wear a gas mask and carries around two giant meat cleavers to go around and kill them all before they keep them from killing innocent people. What say you?
Well, it does definitely sound interesting.
It is really good, and
definitely something I'll look into.
Yeah, and they just picked this up, and the Image just picked this up. It used to be from Devil's Due Publishing. So they got a bunch of stuff from there, but that like this new series, it starts with issue. If you are going to look into it, I'd suggest starting with My First Maniac. It's like a little 4-issue miniseries explaining how Cassandra Hack became Cassie Hack. It is really good. Okay, from Marvel, some more Fear Itself stuff, which is, yeah, Fear Itself is okay, I guess. This is great content. Okay, Wolverine issue 15. This is going to be good. Because last issue, what happened was, at before this run of Wolverine, this group of people called the Red Right Hand, they took Wolverine's soul and sent it to hell. And then put in his body a demon. Because
that sounds like worst case scenario.
Yeah, so then this demon goes around and starts trying to kill everyone that Wolverine's ever been involved with, like his friends, his family, his kids. And super people get the demon out, Wolverine's back in, so he decides to go take down the Red Right Hand. And as he's going there, they send out all these people like these weird people in all these really stupid costumes try to kill him. He kills them all with no problem. Then gets into where like the bad guys were, and it turns out all the people they sent to kill him were actually all of his children.
Oh.
So Wolverine just murdered all of his children.
Oh.
Except for Dokken, because he's Dokken. And it is hilarious. Like what happened was all the people from the Right Hand, they drank the Kool-Aid essentially, killed themselves, and then like, and then as soon as he walks in the room, the video pops up, and it's like, "Oh, Wolverine, assume you come here for looking for revenge, but we got the revenge. Look at the folder on the table, you just killed all your kids." And I was just like, "Oh, dude, so good, so good." Wolverine's fucked up. All right, so we got X-23 issue 14. Don't know really what's happening in this issue. I think I kind of like lost track of X-23. Like, I read the last issue, but I kind of can't remember what happened in it. But all I know is that on the cover, it's X-23 up against the Thing. So that's going to be awesome. Okay, moving on.
Not this bad habit. I realize I'm only being recorded audioly, but I keep nodding.
Yeah, I did that a lot. I did that a lot yesterday too.
Can you hear me?
I'm nodding. Okay, so next up from Zenoscope Entertainment, we got Grim Fairy Tales, issue 64. This is part 10 of the Dream Eater crossover. So yeah, I fucking love Grim Fairy Tales. It's really good. Like it. But at some point, it just took a hard left turn and just fucking went off the rails. But in a really good way. Like, for the first few issues or so, issue 50 or 60 or something, what it was there was this woman named Sella who just go find people and then give them, like, a magical book of the old Grimm fairy tales, like Red Riding Hood, Snow White, all those, Pinocchio, all those kind of things. And then the people would read that, and then the story would somehow mimic their real life. And then that would end up with either like them learning a valuable lesson about their life or something, or them getting horribly fucked. Like, have you ever heard of remember Bluebeard from Fables?
Yeah.
They have a story in there where a woman gets where a woman's like having marital trouble and she thinks her husband's cheating on her or something. So then Stella gives her this book and she starts reading the Bluebeard story. And then, like, yeah, so then, like, what it is, she gets up to the point where, like, the woman, she goes, like, the Bluebeard marries a woman. She goes to, like, he leaves and it gives her a key and says, right, this key opens any door in the castle, but don't go into the cellar. So then she opens the door, goes into the cellars, dead bodies everywhere. So then Bluebeard comes back and is like, oh, you fucking bitch. And he just, like, tries to kill her. So then she thinks that her husband's going to kill her out in the woods. So she grabs a knife, gets in the car with her husband, they drive out to a barn, and then she stabs him in the chest.
Uh-huh.
He falls through the barn door. Turns out he was taking her to her own surprise birthday party. So her husband falls through the door with a knife in his chest. Everyone inside goes, surprise! And everyone starts screaming, like, what the fuck? Why did you murder your husband? And then she's Stella, like, oh, if only you had to finish the story. Then turns the page, and then it says, the wife kills Bluebeard, but then it says, oh, I'm sorry, it was a test, that was an illusion, I wanted to see if you were trustworthy. And then, like, looks back at the dungeon, like, cellar, there are no bodies, it's all gold.
Ouch.
Yes. And I also have something listed on here called Grim Fairy Tales Library. I have no idea what that is, but I'm gonna fucking read it. Okay. So, we covered the new releases we're interested in for this week. Now let's go on to next week, because there will be no podcast next week. So, like, well, if you go to the top, there's the thing that says next week's comic list.
I'm interested in everything, because I definitely haven't read any of it. Because, you know, I fell out of comic books.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I did too, but I got back in.
Well, and
so can you.
I am stupid. I do not see next week.
Yeah, you scroll go to the very top. You'll see it says comic list, then this week's comics, then next week's comics.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so
I'm blind.
Yeah, so this is comics for September 14th, which is next week. So, just I'll scroll through, talk about stuff that I'm kind of interested in, then I'll give you a chance to scroll through and have a look at what you want. All right, so some of these stuff for next week's New 52 that we'll be covering. I will be giving you reviews of Batman and Robin, Batwoman, Deathstroke, Grifter, and probably Demon Knight. All right, so there's my five. Buffy. Yeah, just look through. What four are you going for?
Well, let's see. How about Green Lantern, Red Lanterns, Resurrection Man.
Okay.
One more. Why not the Suicide Squad? It looks interesting.
Okay, so then that leaves... Legion Lost, Mr. Terrific, Superboy, and Deathstroke. Okay, so actually, need to write these out so that I can tell. Okay, I can tell what's his face to actually read these for next week. So then, Mr. Terrific, Legion Lost, and Deathstroke. Okay, then. So, expect reviews of those starting Wednesday next week. Okay, so, what else we got? Oh, Warlord of Mars, issue 9. Yay! More of this, because last issue, John Carter rounded up all the green people and are now going to war to get back Deja Thoris. Because, yeah. What?
Just gotta say, I definitely am looking forward to the Betty and Veronica Double Digest.
Oh, it's gonna be so good.
I can't go without it.
Oh, hey, cool. There's gonna be a new Jurassic Park series from IDW next week.
Some Doctor Who?
Yeah, some Doctor Who. Okay, so, Image, let's see what they got. Ooh, Infinite. Infinite is good. Infinite is very good. Infinite. So what that is, like, in the future, there's, like, some guy called, I forget his name, but he's, like, a big silver dude, and his army called the Infinite have invaded Earth and taken over it. But then there's the Resistance, who are doing everything they can to get him off the planet. Because, yeah, resistance. I gotta resist. So then, after a botched mission, the leader of this resistance, he steals the Infinite's time machine, because that's how they kind of took over the world. They used a time machine. And then he goes back in time to when he was like, 18, to try to recruit his younger self and himself to stop the Infinite in that time. So it's essentially Terminator. Only I'm pretty sure he's not his own father. Because that'd be weird.
Yeah, the own father thing.
Yeah, that'd be like... Yeah, that'd be like the Fry thing from Futurama. Right, what else we got from Image? Super Dinosaur. Yeah. I like Super Dinosaur. Some Robert Kirkman for that ass. Alright.
Some new Walking Dead stuff coming out.
There's Walking Dead Weekly 37.
Yeah.
And the Walking
and their
Dead
calendar.
Yes, and the Walking Dead 2012 calendar. Get yours. Get that hot deal.
Is it $14.99? That's not bad for a calendar.
15 bones. All right, so Marvel. We got Amazing Spider-Man issue 669. Continuing on Spider Island. In the last issue, from last week, Peter Parker, he went on the internet and used his spider powers to rally, and used his spider powers and his talking, because experience, to rally all the spider people who were not fucking with everyone to go help the people who were, fucking with everyone. So it is now a spider, that was a spider army war in the middle of Manhattan. So yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Alright, we got Deadpool 43. Fucking love Deadpool. If I could be any superhero, it would be Deadpool. What else we got? We got new Punisher, because, yeah, Punisher's still a thing. Punisher Max. Ultimate Comics Spider-Man, issue 1. Yes, fucking finally. I've been waiting for Ultimate Comics Spider-Man. It's going to be so good. We finally get to see Miles Morales in his new costume and hopefully not getting his ass whipped by the fucking guy called the Kangaroo. Because fuck the Kangaroo. Okay, what else we got? We got Uncanny X-Force. That is really good. This should be, I think, wrapping up the Dark Angel saga pretty soon. Which is going to be awesome. Alrighty then. Do you know what the Dark Angel is? Like, anything about Uncanny X-Force? Because you say you're more of a Marvel guy.
Yeah, not much about the Uncanny X-Force.
Okay, so what that is, it's essentially like a Black Ops mutant hit squad made up of Wolverine, Psylocke, Angel, Deadpool, and some guy called Phantom X.
Kick-ass.
Yes. But unfortunately there is no new Kick-Ass coming out next week. Have you been reading the new Kick-Ass?
No.
it's good. He's on a superhero team now. All right, so next from from Moonstone. I have no idea what the fuck this is, but Spider Satan's Murder Machines sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, just the title makes it look like it's worth reading.
Yeah, it's probably going to be shit, but I don't care.
Right. Even if it's bad, it'll be one that's fun to make fun of.
Yes. All right, from Zenoscope, Fly issue 4. Fucking A, I love Fly. What that comic is just like this kid, it's like a future thing, so like a future and past thing, where like these kids, this one kid has this drug, where he like injects himself with it, and then he gets the ability, he gets a bunch of superpowers, like the ability to fly, super strength, laser eyes, and some shit. That's basically just like them years later having to deal with the consequences of using Fly and everything, and it's really, really good. Okay, yeah, a whole bunch of stupid merch shit, like statues and what have you. Oh god, there's a lot of merch.
Warhammer.
Seen a lot of fucking merch. Alright, anything on this list that you want to read that I didn't mention?
Give me all the coordinates.
What?
Talk to my mom.
Oh, I see. I see. You can mute your microphone, you know.
Yeah, I can, but that would require clicking more stuff, and I didn't want it right now.
It requires effort.
He was like, oh, I've already worked. I'm already making the podcast. I got to review 5 shit for the week. I don't want to.
Speaking of muting the microphone, that was a sneeze.
Gazoon height. You see, this is the kind of quality entertainment. This is the kind of quality content you can only get from Death's Door.
I can't see anything in particular other than I'm going to be reading a crap load of comics by next week, so I have some interesting things to say. Yeah. Right now I'm doing a lot of nodding, and that doesn't translate very well to a podcast.
Yeah, especially an audio one. Okay, so I guess that kind of wraps this up. We don't have much else to talk about, do you?
Go to Fan Expo next year. They seem to have fixed their overcrowding issue.
I will if I have money. I need to get a job first.
I'm saying this to everybody. Because a lot of people, you know, are starting to lose faith.
Uh-huh.
They seem to have fixed their shit.
Okay, that seems reasonable. Okay, so I guess that wraps us up. This is going to be a short one, only an hour and 10 minutes about. Okay, so do not forget, I'll be creating an RSS for this feed, for this podcast. Sign up.
Future ones will be better.
Yes, future ones will be better because we'll have 3 people and we'll actually be prepared. Okay, so gonna be creating an RSS for this. You know, sign up, listen, subscribe, let us know what you think. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at Death's Door Prods. You can follow me at deadman_ddprods. Do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, Bobiwan, one word.
Okay, so you can follow them at Bobiwan. You know, like us on Facebook. We got that thing up there. We'll be posting a link to that in the description for this. And yes, comics, my friends, comics. All right, so do not forget to tune in tomorrow when we'll be starting the anime one with Pudgetron. We'll be myself, Bobby, Pudgetron. We're talking some junk about anime tomorrow. So, till tomorrow, I'm dead.
I'm Bobby Wong.
See y'all tomorrow.